Health Matters now, Lindsay, and the HSE is under fire yet again over waiting lists.
Yeah, Keith, the latest figures that have been released now on the outpatients waiting list shows that there's almost 25,000 patients on the list for UHG in Merlin Park. That's across a variety of specialties. The worst actually is the orthopaedics waiting list, with there's over 3,800 patients on that. Some of those are actually waiting up to 4 years. Now, there's also over 200 children who are waiting over a year for an outpatient appointment at Galway's public hospitals. Now, City Councillor Pádraig Kenneally, he's a member of the Regional Health Forum West, and he's always been a strong advocate for those patients who are waiting appointments for a long time at these hospitals. And we spoke to him during the week about the situation.
This is absolutely horrendous. When I joined this forum first in 2006, that's 10 years ago, I think the outpatients was about 23,000. And here we are today at 24,700. It's an absolute disgrace that people are left for so long and so many people in a centre of so-called excellence at UHG. It is not acceptable to people that they'd be in pain and suffering.
Pádraig Kenneally finishing that out. Staying with health now, though, Lindsay. Good news for those waiting on the bone scan.
Yes, Keith, and this actually ties in with the orthopaedics waiting list that we were just talking about. The HSE is working to extend the bone density scanning service at Merlin Park Hospital. So the DEXA scanner, it's currently only in use one morning a week, so it's not making a dent in the waiting list at all. But the HSE is hopeful that it can increase that quite quickly to 2 days a week, which will have an impact on the waiting list. It's also actively trying to recruit a radiographer to run a full-time service there. So if that can happen, they have had difficulty in the past with actually recruiting for that post, but they say that if that can happen, they can clear the list quite quickly.
Good stuff, Nellis.